All right, guys, I'd like you to turn your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to go to the Sermon on the Mount today in the sixth chapter. And we're going to talk about the relationship. That's the series we're in, experiencing the relationship, the Lord and you. And so the last few weeks, we've kind of looked at some different things. We looked at, first of all, that the relationship is there. It's God's desire for you to have that relationship. He made it possible for you to have that relationship by giving you Christ. We talk about the things that hang us up. We talked about our sin in the second week and dealing with our sin to not hinder that relationship. And then last week, we looked at the whole issue of how we can fall into the trap of letting others tell us what we need to do for the relationship and how that defeats us in getting out of it. Now I want to get into the meat of our series. I want to talk about, what do we do with this relationship? Where do we start? I think that's kind of where it's at. Like, where do we start with this relationship? Well, I think it's only natural. So what I want to talk about, first of all, with you is two things about the basics of a relationship. This is true for a human relationship, and it's definitely true with the relationship with the Lord. What do you mean? Well, first of all, here it is. At the heart of any relationship is communication. At the heart of any relationship is communication. That's talking and listening. Now, have you met anybody anywhere that got married and they never spoke to each other? Ever. Maybe a mail order bride thing or something like that, but that really doesn't happen, okay? There's always a sense, even in cultures where they arrange marriages, they have at some point in the arrangement of that marriage, they have a point where the groom and the bride meet together, at least maybe for a few minutes to talk to each other, right? But the basis of all relationships is listening and talking. And here's what I want you to understand. That's true when it comes to the relationship with the Lord. Okay? That's especially true when it comes to the relationship with the Lord. So in our relationship with the Lord, our biggest struggle is prayer. Would everybody agree with that? Our biggest struggle is prayer. What do you mean struggle, George? Well, first of all, we don't make time for it. Then if we make time for it,